Okay, Sheikh, we've got one question from the last episode. Brother Khalid from the United Arab Emirates. He asked a question which really is a repeat of many people's questions. What do we do with our youth? He's got a brother who doesn't pray. He's got illicit relationships. Maybe he's taking drugs or smoking. He says, what do I do? How do we go about reforming his brother? What's the guide, Sheikh? How do we go about doing this?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم All praise due to Allah, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his last messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever somebody grows trees, if he notices that one of them is going crooked, they start immediately putting the support to straighten the tree from the very beginning. It becomes much more difficult to straighten a tree after it has gotten older and stronger. And that's why the process of education should start since the childhood, when the mind of the child is very fertile and ready to plant righteousness and give the good advices which will be absorbed in addition to having the role model that the child would copy to bring up a child who is a righteous one. But when the person is missing all of that, he was not directed since the childhood, he does not have a role model, and he's not living in a good environment, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-mar'u 'ala din khalilihi, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil." One will be following the religion and the religious practice of his companion, his intimate friend, what we call it, the peer pressure. So let every one of you look, who is your friend? Because whether you believe it or not, you're going to be influenced by your companion, whether he's good or bad. His influence on you is certain. There is another thing, which is from the childhood of our children, we have to plant in their mind the concept of the awareness of Allah's presence, not only in certain places and times, as many of the adults think. They believe that in the masjid they have to behave rightly. And while they're praying or reciting the Qur'an, women have to cover the hair or wear the hijab. And after the Qur'anic recitation is over, they flip the hijab down. No. The awareness of Allah's presence is a must. And this is the level of al-ihsan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اتق الله حيث ما كنت. Fear Allah wheresoever you are and keep your duty to Him. It doesn't matter whether you are in an open place or behind closed doors, whether you are in the masjid or in a public school or at work, as long as you believe that Allah is always there, or otherwise the person will fall into the practice of being good sometimes and being different some other times, based on the practice that everybody is good now because we are in the masjid, so I should be like them. But if he travels abroad to a non-Muslim country, or if he happens to be with the wrong company, he goes with the flow. Al-Mu'min is the opposite of that. He is always a leader. These important and beautiful teachings, very difficult to teach to a person who already reached the puberty age. He's an adult. He's a person who's in charge for a family. But it would be much, much easier to teach to a child since the early childhood. In Arabic, they say, teaching in early ages is like engraving on stones. It's tough to engrave on a rock or a stone, but the engraving would become permanent once you do it. But when you teach somebody while he's already old, then it is similar to engraving on water. It's easy, but it's never been absorbed. It does not last, and so on. Some people, alhamdulillah, would do all the requirements and fulfill all their duties, would bring up their children rightly, would teach them the Quran, would be the best role model for them. And in a few cases, that the children, due to a reason or another, especially if they go abroad on their own to study or whatever, some of them would go astray, would experience some downs. We say in this condition that the requirement or what's required from the parents is to exert their maximum effort and to fulfill what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from them since they were in a charge. Once the person reaches the puberty age and he's an adult, he's mature enough, he's depending on himself, the parents are at no fault whatsoever. Now they can only give the advice. We have the example of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam with his son. He was a prophet. He was giving da'wah to mankind, yet his own son did not follow him. Is Nuh responsible for his wrongdoing, for his son's wrongdoing? No. Why? Because Nuh have fulfilled what Allah wanted from him, have delivered, have advised, have warned his son. He tried every way with him. So we have to differentiate between two cases. The first case, that a person who did not fulfill any duty, similar to the person who came to complain to Umar ibn Khattab that his son is not being dutiful to him. And when Umar ibn Khattab questioned the son while he's not being barun and dutiful to his father, he said that he did not give me any of my rights. He did not choose a good mother for me when he got married. He did not choose a good name for me, nor did he teach me the Quran. So Umar ibn Khattab looked to the father and said, عَقَقْتَهُ فَعَقَقْ. At the first place, he did not give him any of his rights. So this is very natural, not to receive any rights. If you plant anything and you take care of it, you'll be able to harvest whatever you planted. So we have to begin from the scratch. Yet, we never say it's too late. Whatever cannot be achieved all, at least we try to achieve a part of it or some of it. We should never give up or lose hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the sinners في القرآن. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say to my servants who have transgressed against themselves, despair not of Allah's mercy. Never give up on Allah's mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. So this is not an invitation to say, well, he's old enough and he's responsible for his misdoings, and I'm free from his sins. No. There are a lot of things which you can do. Number one, which is the most important tool that many people do not pay attention to, is a dua. To make dua for the person, whether it's your brother, son, sister, father, whatever, any relative, or a person who have no relationship with you at all, as long as you are interested in giving him hidayah and show him guidance. Ad-du'a, especially while you are in sujood. Second, the kind advice. We are now in a situation where you have no authority whatsoever over your brother. He is old enough and he's living abroad. You can sever your relationship with him and say that you're going to the fire of hell. That would not do any good, neither to you nor to him. My personal advice would be that you keep a good relation with him. And very often, you give him a call, if he can visit, and give him the advice. And try to bring to his mind and to his attention the awareness of Allah's presence. And give him examples from our daily life. People who just died all of a sudden, without any introduction, that many youth die without expecting so, without getting sick. As a matter of fact, a few days ago, somebody went to work, and he was sitting like this, and he asked for a coffee. By the time the waiter brought him the coffee, he was talking to him, but there was no answer. He was trying to move him, so his head fell on the desk. The person died without any introduction. So it's a very important tool to remind ourselves and everybody else that life is short. And the best thing you can achieve in life is what you can save to be used and utilized in the hereafter. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, remember death much. Remember death much. Because it makes you closer to Allah the Almighty. And it makes you give up on sins and lose hope in the worldly life.
Jazakallah khair.